Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. Hey, wow. I can't believe it. It's December. We've had 11 fantastic months. This is the 12th chapter of a 12-chapter book called 2021. Can you believe it, Matt? I remember firing up this microphone at the top of the year, and here we are wrapping up the year. And for those of us in real estate, wrapping up the year can sound like a lot of things. One of them, particularly, what's my book like next year? What do I have on my table starting quarter one of 2022? It's really weird to say 2022. Oh my goodness. Anyways, I'm going to thank my great sponsors, and I'm going to pull in my guests, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So, you're in real estate, and you're either in real estate as a professional helping others build their dreams and accomplish their missions, or you're in real estate as an individual who is looking to build wealth or diversify your portfolio. You're buying properties, flipping properties, holding properties. We'd like to just throw that in the world of investing. And that's where I want to go this weekend, because some of us are thinking about that for 2022, either for the first time or for the nth time, meaning I'm about to buy my 15th home or whatever it may be. Some of us are even buying homes outside of this marketplace for various reasons. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to talk about this because I know I'm not alone in the audience there that's thinking, what can I do in real estate? So I wanted to bring back my good friend, Brian O'Reilly. If you remember, last weekend we had him on talking about appraising. This weekend, Brian, I want to talk about investing.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Yeah. So this is also one of the hats that you wear.
Correct.
And as I understand, and you and I have gotten to know each other for a few years now, having run a Spartan race, not that we discussed real estate the whole time as we're carrying sandbags and climbing ropes and things like that. However, I've gotten to know you enough to know that you do this well. And you're actually a gentleman that I should talk to more regularly because I don't often do this well. So let's talk about investment though. And you've done a little bit of everything, right? Buy and hold, buy and flip, invest, to see ROI. Talk to me a little bit about your favorite flavor of investing, if you will.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the whole foundation of our business is built on the appraisals. And as we just saw more and more people doing different things, we thought, why don't we do that? So
yeah,
a couple of years into our appraisal business, we got our real estate licenses. A couple of years after that, we started flipping homes. A couple of years after that, we started buying and holding rentals. Yeah. As a form of retirement. So yeah. It just kind of naturally progressed through the channels of real estate within real estate.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So
how did you buy your first one? You said we. So is it a group?
It's my brother and I. So yeah. We own everything 50-50.
Okay. Smart.
It was actually a short sale, 4-unit, completely tore down. A couple of the units, were actually had squatters in it.
And oh, wow.
We're fun. Looking at each other saying, what are we doing? Yeah. We don't know the first thing. So we kind of dove in the deep end right away. And it was a lot of learning experiences. You bust your teeth a lot of times, but you need to get those deals to
there's some
on.
Real grit there.
Yeah.
You know what? Your story is different and yet similar to mine. My first rental property was a former primary residence of mine. Mm-hmm. Naturally I bought it. I bought it low and I bought it distressed, and being handy, I was able to make improvements on that. And in time, about 2 or 3 years later, I was able to leverage some of the equity that I got, that I was able to capture out of that property, buy a new home and then turn that into a rental. And yeah. That's a tried and true, right? And that's probably a little more comfortable. Where I'm going with that is your story and my story are similar in that we're able to leverage real estate and call it investment. However, yours was jumping in the deep end. And let's buy this fourplex and really get our teeth kicked in on this thing called experience. Meanwhile, Justin is over here, living in the home that eventually is becoming the rental property.
It's the same model. You just lived in the pool and, we jumped in.
You jumped in and I walked in, dipped my toes in.
Well, you went through the same struggles, so there's true.
Except for the squatter in my home was me.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really hard to kick me out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Can't get rid of that. So.
Well, here's the thing though. Here's the catch. Like it's almost like the phrase that that I've heard other people, not me, say, the hardest million is the first million. After that, the second million's, not nearly as hard or a good bit easier. The hardest home purchase is typically the first one. Or let me put it this way. The hardest investment purchase is the first one. the next one and the next one and the next one, the subsequent. That's why it's seldom do you see somebody with only one rental property.
Correct. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of truth behind that because it's so overcoming the obstacles and the fears of buying that. And once you kind of get familiar with that, and now even, you know, buying single family homes and, you know, now we're buying larger, huge commercial units.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say that that first purchase that we did was more agonizing and more stressful than what we're doing today.
Yeah,
so absolutely. So it just becomes, you know, it's like working out. You build those muscles and you build up that tolerance and the familiarity.
Well, and I would say looking back, you know, at my first purchase, I can easily point to a dozen things that I did not right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say wrong because it got me here. However, I would do them differently today.
Everyone's got those stories.
Everybody, and actually, that's a good thing. That means that means there's been progress.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, we're talking about investment here on the Flight at Home Show. We got to take a quick break. You want to hang out with me?
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Cool. My name is Justin Metcha. This is the Flight at Home Show. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5
And we're back. It's the Flight at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, a good friend of mine, Brian O'Reilly, a man of many, many talents, wearing many hats, appraisal, investor, realtor. Oh my goodness. There's anything you don't do? Are you a good cook as well?
I can make a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's about it.
So says my kids, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking about investments. And you know what? Where I want to go with the last half of the show, Brian, and of course, as we're rounding the last lap of this year, chances are there's somebody listening and wanting, because I say this is your source of real estate information, education, and inspiration. Why don't we inspire some people right now?
Okay.
Why don't we inspire somebody to take that leap of faith and invest in themselves and do something that they're going to thank themselves for years later? I mean, let's just go there. Imagine it's 2022. Imagine it's 2019. So not that long ago. And imagine you buy a house. And let's say it's in Columbia Falls, downtown, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and you bought it for $250,000. Because that wasn't unlikely. That wasn't a bizarre or foreign price
Realistic,
tag.
Realistic, yeah.
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 Now today, can we find anything for $250,000 in Columbia Falls?
No.
No.
Dirt?
Yeah, maybe dirt, right? And at that point, you're going to have to start building.
Yep.
So let's say you did that. You took that leap of faith then. And now 2 years, 2.5 years later, you know, you're sitting on this great word called equity. Mm-hmm. And you can do as we were describing last segment, you can take that equity and begin to leverage that and build the next book, the next chapter. So either by turning that current house into your rental property, and if it's a 3-bed, do it, because those are like the kings and queens of rental, at least for single family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you take that equity and then you buy yourself what you ultimately deserve or your family deserves. And that is, you know, the house on the hill or whatever it may be. It's because you took that leap of faith 2 years ago. Well, what about now, Brian? Can we take that leap of faith now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You just need to figure out which direction you want to jump.
Okay.
So
how so?
Oh, well, your house would basically be, think of it as a box. You can jump either, several directions around this box. You can leverage it. Pull home equity line out to purchase more properties. You can turn it into a rental up in that market. You could do Airbnb, VRBO.
Sure.
You could sell the property, take the equity, and move it out of market and do something more scalable with larger units, you know, maybe a multifamily or different properties elsewhere. It just kind of depends on what you're comfortable with and what ultimately your goals are and what your...
Wow, I didn't know there were that many options.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah. And my point is this, it's not just a pile of sticks and bricks, you know, it's not just a physical address. it's an opportunity inside of a plat map. You know?
Absolutely.
And someone like Brian is fully aware of those opportunities. So this is why it's imperative, friends, that you get yourself a professional right away. I mean, when you've everything from drawing the idea onto a cocktail napkin, at that point, you need to talk to the realtor and say, I need to know about this. I need to know what my opportunities are. And then the realtor, a good realtor, has a good friend called a lender or an investor who can help you go from cocktail napkin concept to business plan strategy.
Correct.
You know, this is the kind of capital that you're going to need to make this investment or make this jump. You know, I can understand though that, you know, people through the lens of real estate in the Flathead 2021, people might be scared. They might be looking at it like, wow, the prices are escalating too fast, or the inventory is too short or too low. You know, by the way, that's a little bit of a myth. Inventory, actually, we sold more homes in 2021 than we did in 2020.
Correct.
So that doesn't speak to an inventory shortage. That just speaks to an inventory problem.
A buyer overage.
A buyer overage. I hadn't heard it that way. You got too many buyers. You buyers go home.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I get it though. Yeah. So we have I've given this analogy before. The buffet line is bigger, or the buffet table is bigger in 2021. It's just now that there's more people at it.
And I like that. It looks more full because it's a larger, more people present.
Yeah. So it's not so much that there's an inventory shortage as much as it is, as Brian says, a buyer overage.
Yeah.
So where do we find the opportunity? Persistence, right? Just keep looking.
Yeah.
Right?
There's always something out there. You know.
Keep asking.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Get plugged in with... you know, educate yourself, learn, listen to podcasts, you know, research stuff online, local meetups, you know, there's so many different channels and
podcasts
avenues.
Like that available at kjjr.com, the Flathead Home Show.
Good plug.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just so many resources out there. And that's the first thing I always say is educate yourself, figure out what is going to work for you and what your goals are and just build on that.
You know, there's an adage. I'm going to share two of them. This one right now is birds of a feather flock together. So the idea of there being no opportunity, well, if that's what is feeding your mind, then change what's feeding your mind and get around those who say, oh, there's plenty of opportunity. You know, there's two mindsets out there. One of scarcity, which is saying there's no opportunity. I can never. Or one of abundance saying, if it is to be, it is to be with me. Boom.
So we call them yeah butters.
Yeah butters.
Because every time you talk to someone, they're yeah, but. You want to avoid the yeah butters.
Yeah.
Go with someone who's going to be positive and give you that energy to feed off of.
That's very cool. Now, the second adage I'm going to share with you, and then we got to wrap up here, is when was the best time to buy a home, or best time to plant a tree, Brian?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
The second best time is now.
Now.
Yeah.
Today.
That's right. Right now. Hey, it's the Flathead Home Show. Listen, everybody, be safe, be well. Happy holidays out there as we wrap up the end of 2021 here. What a fantastic year it's been. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, I'm a good guest and friend, Brian O'Reilly. Hey, friends, be safe, be well. Have a good time out there. Have a good weekend. And of course, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.